This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN envoy Martin Griffiths was in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Wednesday, pushing for renewed peace talks after the Saudi coalition-backed Yemeni government and Shia Houthi rebels both expressed interest in ending the four-year conflict. According to U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, those talks have been set for early December in Sweden. Griffiths told the Security Council on Friday that both sides appear ready to find a political settlement.
This is a crucial moment for Yemen. I have received firm assurances from the leadership of the Yemeni parties, the governor of Yemen, of course, first, and then Ansarallah, that they are committed to attending these consultations.
Griffiths, who's expected to visit the focus of the heaviest fighting, the Red Sea port city of Hodeida Thursday, said the main driver of the peace process is increasing global concern over the humanitarian crisis in Yemen.
With increased international attention has come a renewed commitment from the Yemeni parties to work on a political solution. I welcome President Hadi's announcement to move swiftly to a political solution, and I know from my contacts in Sana'a that Ansarallah is also committed to this.
The Griffiths mission comes as the International Charity Save the Children estimated nearly 85,000 children under the age of five have died due to consequences of extreme hunger since the war began. The UN humanitarian coordinator warned that endemic violence in Central African Republic is pushing that country toward famine. Najak Rochdi, OCHA coordinator for CAR, said more than 60% of the population of 4.3 million is in need of humanitarian aid.
And out of those 63%, we have 1.6 million who are in need of acute humanitarian assistance.
Sectarian conflict has plagued the impoverished nation since 2013. This is VOA News.